This is Likwala Kwala FM. Ligabo lesive.
Siyamukela ke umnumzane Kholekile wakamnisi lo shoshovu lesitimele lo lwela ke emalungelo eluntu. Lishonile mvuleni yasikubingelele ehlelweni sakha sive nasemsakadweni Likwala Kwala FM ngune-34 ubingelele kumlaleli.
Ngiyabingelela kakhulu Hlabani, waza ungiza kamnana sivukile manje ngoku.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu ukuthi ngibe khona nani namhlanje bani kusuku olubaluleke kangaka.
Sibonga ukuthi nathi ke ube nathi ke ehlelweni babe. Asiqale nje ngekubuka kwekuthi nasikhuluma ngemalungelo eluntu. Ingabe ke ngumsebenzi wabani ukuvikela ke lilungelo lami?
Kazi nesiya sikhuluma ngama human rights phecelezi yamalungelo lawa abantu zokuchaza la ehlabangani. Ama rights lawa esinawo ngesimo sokuthi bele siyaphila singebantu. Akusho ama rights onika uhulumeni noma abantu ayahluka ke ama rights kodwa njoba sichazela ukuthi sikhuluma ngama rights njalo womuntu. So mina njengomuntu lo ngiphila ke emhlabeni ngi responsibility yokuthi ngivikele ama rights ami nokuthi ngivikele ama rights omunye umuntu okubaleke kakhulu ngoba ama human rights number 1 example nje i right ukuthi uphile the right to life ngina i right ukuthi impilo kodwa my responsibility ukuthi mangivikele impilo yami and then ne responsibility ukuthi futhi ngingahambi ngoku ngibulala as a just as an example because sinenkinga la umuntu athi nginama rights but uthola ukuthi ucindezela abanye abantu esimini ukuthi yena avikele amalungelo akhe.
Ngiwavikela kanjani ke emalungelo ami mnumzane Mnisi?
Yazi kunama ngizokubiza ngokuthi kunama institutions kunama statutes kunemithetho khona indlela zokuthi uhambe uaccess ukuthi amalungelo akho uwavikela kanjani. For example umuntu uma engasiya khona manje uya kubulala une right ukuthi uhambe uyo access in the legal system in the courts and the judiciary and all of those things. But kakhulu kakhulu engifuna ukuemphasize la kakhulu ngesikhuluma ngama human rights. If ubheka i chapter 2 of the Constitution Bill of Rights, a specific chapter actually in the Constitution called the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. Ila ebhala khona ukuthi amalungelo lawa ama human rights ahamba kanjani nokuthi uzowavikela wavikela kanjani. So una right impilo but you've got the responsibility ukuthi uyivikele impilo yakho ukuthi ingabi sengozini ingabi phansi kwencindezi. The same way une right ukuthi you've got the freedom of your opinion and expression. Ngiyeke uhambe because wena une-opinion. Say for example I'm Christian and then I'm against abantu abasebenza ngemithi yesintu and then I go and criticize them. No, that is now infringing on ama human rights abanye abantu. So kunemithetho evikelayo lezinto ezifana nalezi kwenzela ukuthi sengisholo lokuthi futhi umuntu azi ukuthi if at any point in time ufila ngazathi ama rights akho ayaqindezeleka, you've got a right to go and access ama services. Kunabo South African Human Rights Commission where you can go ufike ufake khona ulodge ama complaints ukuthi ngibona ngazathi manje ama human rights akusahambi kahle, ngibona ngazathi ayaqindezeleka. You've got the right to go and lodge a complaint kuma police station, you've got a right to go and access ama NGOs because maningi ama NGOs of South Africa asebenza ngama human rights where you can go and say listen angisaboni kahle manje ngibona ngathi sengisencindezini. But kakhulu masifika kuma rights ngifuna ukuthi futhi abalaleli na wonke umuntu nje okhona ukuthi ama rights ahambisana nama responsibilities esikhathini esiningi as much as ikhona lama institution and chapter 9 institutions ayenziwe i-government amanye afundwa i-private sector amanye ama NGOs. You as an individual unegunya futhi une-responsibility ukuthi uwavikele lama human rights akho and then umake sure ukuthi the next person akafeel violated in the process of these human rights.
Njoba ke ukhuluma ngawo ke ema responsibilities phecelezi mnumzane Mnisi, ngidiphi ke tinsaye yalethi hambisana nawo ke emalungelo sichazele kabanti ngawo lama responsibility lo khuluma ngawo.
All right, okay. So number one, the right to opinion and expression, number one, basically that is a freedom of speech, if you say. But now sibona la kakhulu kakhulukazi because a constitution yethu recently itheni abantu laba abathandana ngobulili obunye bangenzani bengashadana futhi they can go as having abantwana babakhulise ndawonye. But now If when inkolelo yakho ayivumelani nalokho, it's irresponsible for you to go and say right now angivumelani nalokho futhi abantu mabebulawe, because at the basis of it all, lo chaza ukuthini, i-homophobia, which is a crime that is punishable according to the law of South Africa.
Mm.
The right to life, angeke uhambe uyobulala abantu, kungabantu abaphuma emaphandleni, as you would have seen in the previous years, kunama xenophobic attacks, because people could not understand ukuthi abantu baphuma emaphandleni bafika lana bana le nkolelo abantu ukuthi bazobathathela umsebenzi. And then abantu babebulawa, you don't have the right to kill anyone.
So this
goes as far as saying, whether I'm a foreigner, whether I'm not of South African descent, in America, I'm a human right, I'm still stand. I've got the right to life, I've got the right to freedom of expression, I've got the right to religion, I've got the right to all those things. Lying in the legal corner is now with this criminal, my political rights. Mm. I don't have the right to vote as a foreign national. I don't have the rights to basic civil rights, for example, a citizenship. It's only the states that can give me a citizenship, missing any when you can't. So it's understanding, you would see, Lama rights, I have sugar and I'll enjoy sugar now. But Kulugas, the basis of it all, I'm a human right, would see, umundu, basically the principle is, umundu, umundu, abanyabantu, and there's nothing else that beats the explanation of what human rights in essence are.
Uma sibuka ke indlela lese hanjiwe mnumzane Mnisi ekunciphiseni ke ukukhahlameteka kwemalungelo ingabe ikhona yini ke timbawo tempumelelo nobeke incubekela phambili
yazi hlabangane muhle lombuzo obuzayo bengibuke namhlanje iteam, it's a very interesting team ya this year ya ma human rights, but 33 decades of respect and promotion of human rights of the year namhlanje. And we've come a long way. We've come a long way because we are just 30 years into democracy as a country.
Mm-hmm.
So akhona amaphutha, zikhona ingqinamba, zikhona indawo la esingahle sona sizama ukuthi siqinise kakhulu kwenzela ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi la malungelo akhona. So let's make a life is sugar corn and a life is sugar corn and a corn manj. I mean, right now, nevum ye wuti nga ambi strateni, agye kumundu ozo mngisa ati nkipi basi, for example. Nevum ye wuti corn manj, ime nfunu wuti nga mtanji kamala miya shinja ngu krims, agye kumundu ozo mguzi wuti kshinche lan logo, because nge lunge lela logo, so si ambili bangi liite. And then se wuti la siya corn. Ukuthatha sokubheka khona manje sibheka abantu abasemafarm labo esibabiza ngokuthi ama-marginalized and vulnerable groups. Ama-rights abo namanje asahlukumezeka. Sibheka ama-rights abantu esibabiza ngokuthi yintsha, part of vulnerable groups. Sibheka abantu esibabiza ngokuthi baphila ngama-disabilities. Ama-rights abo namanje asakhahlamezeka, asahlukumezeka. So silambile ibanga. Kodwa kusekude la siya khona efuna ukuthi sikwenze ngazathi singabona uhulumeni wethu ne civil society nama NGOs kakhulu ne private sector siyayidinga la ukuthi ingenelele kutheni ukuthi ifundise abantu ngama rights abo, which is what phecelezi sibiza ngokuthi i constitutional education. Siyawadinga lawo ma campaigns, siyawadinga lawo ma campaigns ukuthi afunde, because you know ubheka izinto right now ngila emphakathini wasidube la eSoweto, ubheke ukuthi abantu they are going for 3 weeks being an hour man's ophuza. And then you can imagine the situation, because it's in a hostel, also you can imagine the situation. I'm a toilet our flash nan. As a human rights activist, in a responsibility, you guys, you have to in a room, you have to go to the house, so good ukubonakalisa ukuthi siyakhona ukuthi sixoxisane ngamalungelo njengoba sixoxisana. Njalo bengingase inkulumo beyikhulunywa abantu, but manje siyakhona ukuthi sikhulumisane kanje, sithembele ukuthi nabalaleli ekhaya mebeloku belalele bayafundiseka futhi baqondisisa ngamalungelo abo.
Letinye ke tinhlaka emphakathini mnumzane Mnisi didzinga ke emalungelo lakhethekile ngani ngoba babukene nematima nobekene libandlululo ngabe lokhu kusho kwekuthi bona banemalungelo lamanyendi kunalabanye
mangiqale la ngichaze asifuna futhi amalungelo akhethekile and then alikho ilungelo elindlula elinye, and then akekho umuntu onamalungelo ongidlula amalungelo komunye umuntu. Ekwenzela ukuthini abantu kube ngazathi mhlambe bathola some special attention noma bathola ama interventions are critical ngaso sikhathi leso sibekelele ukuthi labantu njengoba ngishilo iqiniso sibabiza ngama vulnerable groups ubukelela ogogo nomkhulu bethu ogogo right now it's a sad story but yenza ye South Africa ogogo ubuyohola imali yakhe esasa ufika umntwana ayiphuca yonke leyo mali leyo akaphuca leyo mali kuphela ajikiseke emdlwengula noma emripe umuntu omdala so usiyabekelela ukuthi akekho ubuntu abakhona abavikela izalukazi for example kakhulukazi moya emakhaya uthola ukuthi abantwana bahambile baye eGoli noma baye kuna sport phakathi bayofuna ini amadoho ugogo sala yedwa egadu muzi uvulnerable lo muntu lo ngoba kusengenzeka noma yini kuye angaquleka kuphele khona lapho akekho umuntu ozomsiza angangena ngene lezigebe njengoba sibona bayangena babavengu labo gogo akekho umuntu ozomsiza so umthetho nama NGOs nama organizations uqinisa kakhulu kulabantu sithi ba vulnerable because ba targeted labantu lapho ubuka abantu abafuna emaphandle from ama country different from Zimbabwe from Nigeria ba targeted labo bantu lakho ubuka abantu abathandana ngobulilo obodwa ba targeted labo bantu labo ubuka emalokishini unama hate crimes unama corrective raids kunazo zonke lezi zinto leza I mean if you look at it abantu bakuthakwa izibeletho bayabatshela ukuthi noma sikuthathe izibeletho ngoba wena uyilesbian uzoshintsha ube umuntu wesilisa ngokufuna ukuzenza umuntu wesilisa kanti akekho umuntu onemvume yokuxwasa omunye umuntu nomuntu onemvume yokuthatha isinqumo sokuthi wena kwamele uphile ngale ndlela le la ingakhona mina ngithanda ukuthi engikwenzayo noma kwenziwa omunye umuntu iphela mikungangihluphi mina kungangikhubazi kungekho lutho la kungi-affecta khona mina umuntu makaqhubeka aphile inkani nje mingabi nencindezi komunye umuntu so senza kanjena ukuthi sibhekelele kakhulu kulama vulnerable groups ngisimanga sokuthi they are targeted you know they are at risk basebungozini le population le so sigcinisa kakhulu mesibheka kulezo zinto lezo futhi bese sibheka ngixuba lo mbuzo lo wakho nalo mbuzo besiwubuzele ngibheka khona manje constitutional limb was human rights festival namhlanje ungithokozisile namhlanje ukubona ukuthi amalunga amaningi nemikhakha elwela amalungelo abantu aphumile namhlanje wazothi sihlangene namhlanje singenze njani ukuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu banolwazi bayafundiseka futhi banayo i-access knowledge education and the will to exercise ama human rights abo kuhle kakhulu lokho futhi ngithandayo ngiyafisa ukuthi sibone abantu abasuka kuna sport for example siqhumana nabo ngiyafisa ukubona ukuthi sithi mesibhekile sizwa ukuthi kuqapha sizokuthi phansi eNatal enquthu emaphandleni abantu bahlangene bathi bazoyenzani bazogubha umkhosi wesuku lokuthini kuphakanyiswa amalungelo abantu
Nogevakala mnumzane Mnisi ngiyancaya isikhathi babe sitoyibeka lapho inkulumo yethu fastbang yakhulu ngesikhathi sakho lo persona labafisa ukulandzele tingudlento echumana kubona nemsebenzi lomuhle lo wendako bakuthola ngayiphi indlela babe
ngibonye kakhulu nami ngibonye kakhulu nakubalaleli bakho ngikhona ku Twitter ngikhulekile Mnisi ngikhona ku Instagram ngikhulekile Mnisi ku Facebook ngikhulekile Mnisi bazobona nje ngihlezi ngibhala into eyiningi ngibela amalungelo abantu ngihlezi ngibhala into eyiningi ngiyilwa futhi angiyilwa kakhulu ngikhuluma nama politicians ukuthi hayibo kuyonakala lapha ngikhuluma nama private sector ngisho ukuthi hayibo kuyonakala lapha singenelela kanjani ukuthi abantu sibaxhasa kanjani ukuze bathuthuke baphile impilo enesithunzi lesibiza ngokuthi it's a dignified life
oh wow sikufisela konke lokuhle sibonge kakhulu Mvuleni
sithokozile hlabangani
Bekunyeke umnumzane ekhulekele Mnisi imlaleli lo shoshovu ke lesitimele lesilwela kakhulu ke emalungelo elondo uphindze futhi ke abe ngumbhali wemabhuku kunyendi kakhulu ke la kwendako ungamlandzela ke tingudlente ixhumana akhulekile Mnisi njengoba ke bese kachazile ku X All right so sekuyeke 10 netindzaba 10 simbi yesiphohlong
Ngulungelo lawo nge umuntu lophila kule live kutsi abe nendlu yokufihla inhloko lenemandi kuhanjiswa kwendle kanye nagezi. Loku lilungelo lelabekwa ngaphansi kwemthetho sisekelo wale live.